You're here because you know that there's something bigger.
You want your income to match the impact you know you can make on this world.
We only know because we were you.
We're Mooch and Mal, founders and CEOs of Moo and 90 Day CEO.
We're talking all things business, entrepreneur lifestyle, mindset, and making your vision a reality.
We built a six-figure business in 5 months off a tiny idea and a $500,000 business in just under a year. And now we're teaching you to do the same.
Let's move.
Welcome back, guys, to 90 Day CEO, the podcast. We are your hosts, Mooch and Mal, co-founders and co-CEOs of 90 Day CEO. And we are so excited to dive into a topic today that we hear so many of you talk about, you know, whether it's on Instagram with questions or at some of our events that we've had more recently, especially around coaching strategies. So, you know, all you online entrepreneurs out there who are working with a coach or looking into coaching, when you've had questions about when do I join a mastermind? Can I work with more than one coach at a time? What if I'm not getting what I need from a coach? How do I know is the right coach? We are going to peel back the layers, get gritty, and get talking all things coaching. Let's dive in.
Melissa, how many coaches do we have right now?
We have 3 coaches that we work with on a weekly basis, essentially. And then we've definitely got mentors and we'll attend events. But I'd say we have 3 different, right? We're in 2 different masterminds and then we have a coach.
Yeah. I think it's important to share too, because it's not like, you know, the game of who has the most coaches, right? But it's so powerful to share like something that we've always trusted and always, you know, advised on is like coaches need coaches. And there's a reason to always continue, you know, you're leveling up. So I wanted to kind of lay the groundwork there because I think it's important as we dive into this idea of I don't need another coach, or I don't need a coach right now, or I'm already working with one. So why do I need another one?
Well, and all beyond that, I mean, on a personal level, like we've got our own coaches too. So it's not even like, just, you know, like, you know, I work with like 3 other people and I know you do, you work with other people too. So it's like, you know, how are you expanding and seeing the value and investing in what you want to cultivate and grow? And I think that is so important. I'm glad you asked that. It's so funny when we do pods together, sometimes I feel like it's a back and forth interview. But, you know, I think it's like really important because I personally wouldn't work with a coach who wasn't working with a coach or mentors or in a mastermind, because if somebody is going to say that they value investing in growth so much that I should do it, I want to see that they're doing it.
Yeah. I think, you know, I love that you bring this up. And I think it's so important, you know, as you guys are kind of, you know, evaluating what types of coaches, but also looking at like the personality that you're going to mix with, right? And meld with. So it's not only looking at what is my business or what do I personally really need. It's understanding too, like, am I going to mesh well with this person? And why are you going to mesh well with this person? So I think just on like the eve of what is going to be something new that we're bringing to our community, which we're really excited about. And Melissa, I want to hit on that. I want you to explain it a little bit as we're getting ready to take off, which I'm so excited. But I think, you know, this idea of like, do I want a certification or do I want a coach, right? Which is a lot of times, you know, what we're hearing now is like, I'm going to invest in something. Do I invest in a certification? Do I invest in a coach? I already have a coach, so I'm going to go certification. But I'd love to like jam on that a little bit more. I think it would be helpful for, you know, our listeners to really like hear perspective. And maybe it's going to bring light or shed light to something they might have not really considered when doing the research and the homework on it.
And I feel badly that I'm not going to give a more clear answer, because I'm going to say it depends. Like if you are pursuing a certification because you want to look or feel more credible, that's not the right reason to pursue it, right? You're pursuing it out of fear, out of lack, out of imposter, out of comparison, out of competition. If you've done the mindset, right, that a coach, it's, you know, those are low vibes and we don't grow in those places. So you're putting a band-aid on so that you feel more credible, and you might, you know, feel more credible, have more confidence and get some short-term results, but it's not going to ultimately help you grow. if you're pursuing a certification because you really want to become an expert in something and it pertains specifically to the work that you do, right? Specifically to the work that you offer. Now, a lot of times if someone who's like, oh, I want to become an expert in, I don't know, cross stitching. Cool. I'm going to get certified as a certified cross stitcher. Awesome. How does that have anything to do with your business? You're a health coach. It doesn't, right? So do that on your own time. But I don't know any entrepreneurs who have said that they have a plethora of time to put and money towards extra, you know, certifications. Yeah. But if you're looking to grow your business and you want to get a certification, make sure it's because you want to become an expert and learn, and then it has to do specifically with what you're offering your clients. It's going to get your clients better results, which I'm going to say 98% of the time, it doesn't fit that criteria, myself included. Coaching is going to teach you, depending on what type of coach you get, but coaching is going to teach you how to build your business, which is going to show you how to actually deliver and access for how can clients actually access working with you. How can you get your messaging out there so you're finding the right people? Now, on the flip side, we've had a lot of people complete a certification program and they're like, I have no idea how to build a business now. Mm-hmm. So like, nothing to do with it. So certification is not going to build your business for you. So what's the priority? Are you looking to build your business? Well, then, yeah, work with business coaches, right? Do you know that you get clients transformation already without the certification? Cool. Prioritize building your business. Then go back and revisit it. But I think you have to look in the priority of like where you're at and what your goals are and what you want to do.
Yeah. I think to your point too, and this just struck me because I had a conversation earlier with someone who is kind of in this boat of like, well, which direction do I go, right? I just finished up a group coaching program and I'm still in the same position, right? So it's not only like, what does your business need? What do you need? But it's finding the right one. Like it's, and I know we've talked about this before on the podcast and I cannot tell you guys enough. It is so important to do your homework on it, right? Like here she is. She's like, you know, I invested in a group coaching program that was all business focused because that's what I thought my goal was. And I get through this 3 months and I'm like, you know, my pants are at my ankles still. And I'm like, what the hell? Like what happened? Right. And so it's like, you know, it's understanding what you need and then doing the research too. Right. But I think it's really important to differentiate the difference between the certification and a coach, what both are going to do for you or what one's going to do more for you and less for you and vice versa. But then it's also like finding the right either certification or coach, right? It's like, you got to like whittle it down even further.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you are looking into, you know, some type of program, you definitely want to do your research. Here's the thing is someone can be really good at marketing their coaching, but not actually good at coaching, right? And so marketing is a skill set that a lot of people have cultivated in this online space, right? Of course, mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean they're good at coaching. So I would really encourage you to look at what are the deliverables? What are you going to get from that program? What's the format of content delivery? Is it a course? Is it just some PDFs? Is it online coaching calls? Is there a community component? And think of all of the things that you're going to get out of it. Because we talk expansion and those are all different ways to expand. You're going to expand your own knowledge through a course. You're going to expand integration, implementation through coaching calls. You're going to expand collaborations, ways of thinking, new ideas through a community. So, you know, those are three major formats of deliverables. You know, maybe there's any type of one-on-one support or component, whether it's through emails or phone, but really looking into see like, what is this getting and how is it achieving that?
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And I think one thing I just want to revisit, because I think it's really important. And as you're talking about deliverables, again, it like comes back to goals, right? But someone, you know, maybe they're thinking like, okay, I need the certification because I have, you know, I need those three letters or I need so-and-so, right? And they're done with the certification and they're standing there like, now what? Having been maybe even in a similar boat, right? Like when I got my certification for personal training and I see this so much, it's like, okay, I got my CPT. Now what? Who wants to work with me? Because now I passed a test. Right. Not saying it's not hard, right? Like it's definitely challenging. Like you have to study, you have to, you know, go through the content and you got to go through the test. And I know you did that, you know, with life coaching, with NLP and all of that too. But we want to take those people that when they're at the end of the certification and they're like, great, now what? It's like, if you had gone either the coaching route or now you're going through the certification and now you're like, what the hell do I do? Like, that's where the work needs to be done. And I think so many people think the certification is the work and then you're good.
100%. And, you know, I'm so glad you said that because, you know, we've seen a lot with IIN, right? That's a popular certification. Mm-hmm. People will invest all this time and money in mastering this, you know, particular type. And you guys have to remember, IIN is a business too. And I'm not just calling them out, right? It could be any of these. They're all businesses. And so they're not all looking out for your best interest. And I say that because not that they're doing anything wrong, they're running a business the way that they need to. But you've got to look out for your best interest, right? You've got to look out for your best interest. So what are you doing? What are you achieving? What are your goals? Do you need that certification to start? Are you just looking to help a few moms like figure out some healthy meals? Do you need that entire certification to do that, right? Can your experience do that? Can you be a results-based coach based on your experience? Can you be a research-based coach based on, you know, that? And I know I'm shifting a little bit into the coaching, you know, aspect, and we'll get there, but you know, do you need that certification or do you need someone to help you build out your business to leverage what you already have to get more ROI in the skill sets and the experience that you've done? Now, you might need it. Again, I'm not saying that, but I will say 98% of the time you don't. And we've seen people go through the, you know, IIN or whatever it is. I've seen people go through NLP coaching. Like NLP is cool, but it's not what you need to build out your mindset coaching business, to be honest, right? I will say as an online coach, and this is why we've created our online teaching coaching program and result-based coaching, because you can have NLP, you can have life coaching, you can have personal training, but if you don't know how to manage conflict, if you don't know how to create culture, if you don't know how to teach to diverse learning styles and do multimodality learning so that people who learn differently can all grow, it doesn't really matter how many certifications you have. If you can't teach that to them, they're not going to get results, like, period.
Yeah. I love that you're kind of weaving this in, because this is exactly like where I think we want to go with this conversation, because it is so important. But, you know, another thing is like, it's kind of like different business coaches, different online coaches. Again, it comes back to focusing on sales and marketing and not the client experience, right? Which we talk about ad nauseum, right? Because it's so important. But that's exactly what we're tapping into, is like, how can we better this client experience, right? It's not one and done once they've given your credit, you know, given you the credit card and they're, you know, they have their onboarding done. They're not just going to like go teach themselves. Like if you are running a coaching program, it extends way beyond that sale. And I think that's exactly what a certification does. It's like the certification gets you that one and done, but it doesn't look at the whole experience through it. So to Melissa's point, we are so excited about, you know, this next iteration of getting you guys results, getting your clients results. And we wanted to, you know, dive in a little bit more about, it's funny, we like not shit on certifications, but here we are like, don't get a certification. And then we're like, but check out our certification, right? But it is, it's so different and it's way more than just a certification.
Here's the thing. It's for the person that wants to get client transformation, not that wants to have a certain, you know, letters in their, you know, Instagram bio, whatever, to feel credible. It's NLP, it's life coaching, it's language-based learning and social emotional learning from, you know, my master's in education and that work. But honestly, beyond all of that, that's information. It's integration. It's role-playing. It's how do you handle a group coaching when one person's going way off? How do you handle it when one person's not grasping it? How do you handle it when people aren't satisfied with the results? How do you handle it when someone's not doing the work, but then pointing the finger at you as the coach?
Right.
That is the stuff that coaches need to learn to be successful online, more than they need to learn the complete idiosyncrasies of the depths of NLP. And I can say that because I've studied it, right? The majority, I will say, you know, this isn't a one size fits all, but you know, that's what we're that's what we're creating. And when we talked about it, we're like, oh, maybe we'll launch it in January. And of course us, we're like, we'll launch it now. But that's because it came from identifying a problem and seeing a solution. It's literally how our first business was built, Move, right? We identified a problem and created a solution. Mm-hmm. And so all entrepreneurs, when you guys are when you guys are creating your work and your offers, think about what problem am I solving that isn't being solved out there? How am I doing it differently? Because I think that's the key to service, and you will grow through service.
Right, right. And then on top of it too is like, you know, it's definitely listening and learning and hearing, you know, what problems are coming out, but it's also this fine balance of like, don't chase every single problem, right?
Yeah.
Right. And it's something that, you know, we see so often is like this cycle of like, let me go chase every single problem. But as the business owner, which again is something that certification won't teach you, is which problems are really, really needed and necessary to go and fix, right? Versus which ones are just shiny that like you'll literally be chasing your tail around, right?
Yeah. And now I know I kind of offered it us a little bit away from, you know, how to choose a coach. But I mean, we got into choosing coaching certification. It's all relative, right? Mm-hmm. But let's just hit the person who's like, maybe they have a coach and they're looking into another one. Should I get another one? Or the one who has one coaching program, they want to go to another one. I'm going to encourage you to always think about what am I looking for and why? And so if you have a coach and you're looking for another one, why? Is that coach not accomplishing the job that they're supposed to get done? We'll start there. Or is it a different area? Now, we shared, which we have multiple coaches. So mm-hmm. not all coaches thing. I'd say one of our masterminds is really more about community, kind of personal development, really more about just like, you know, being a conscious leader, right? And then one mastermind is very skill set execution focused, very much like, how are you executing on the part of your business that's most important right now, right? And so we chose those. They're very different, right? And then we have a coach who helps us with our own operations and how we're running our business and how we're communicating and how we're showing up for ourselves and each other and our team, mm-hmm. which is huge. I think, you know, we'll probably do a whole entire podcast on just that. But so what are you looking for and why? So if you are, it's kind of like, you know, if you're in a romantic relationship and you're finding yourself interested in other people, like what aren't you getting in your relationship that you're looking around, right? Like same thing, you know, what need isn't being met that you're looking for, or have you expanded and outgrown? And so that first maybe coaching program was bare bones basics, right? And now you're looking to expand and have one place where you get one thing, one place where you get another, because you're ready to go deeper. And that's where I would say having multiple coaches can be a beautiful thing. But if you're looking because you're not getting what you need, you've really got to pay close attention to that.
Yeah. Yeah. And knowing that it's okay, right? Like you're not stuck in a situation, right? It's something that we coach in both Move and 90 Day is like, you're not stuck in any certain situation. Like you can make the change, right? You know, when you are, and I know we hit on this earlier, but when you are like thinking, what need is it being met? You as a business owner need to say like, okay, these goals are falling short, right? I'm not making enough money. I'm really confused on, you know, my specific marketing plan and this container can't really fulfill that, right? Like you as a, not only a business owner, but a human being with needs needs to be able to identify that and then go find or, you know, ask within to have those needs met.
So a lot of angles and dynamics to look at, but here's the thing. If you're looking into coaching and if you're looking into growing, like good for you, like you're ahead of the majority of the people out there and do it. It's, you know, we always joke about, well, it must be nice so you can do this, but like, yeah, it is, but it was a lot of risk and it was a lot of investment and it was a lot of work, right? And so if you're here and you're looking at how do I invest, where do I invest? Like reach out, like, you know, if you're like, I'm between this certification or this, like, we're happy to support you in that, you know, and if there's something that, you know, other ways that we can support you, I mean, which we're always down for that and want to create that space of conversation, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I love that you bring that up too. And like, if you are listening and you're like, I'm trying to invest somewhere and you're scared shitless, we just want to be like that voice in your head that continues to remind you like how worth it you are, how worth investing in time and energy and even money, right? Like you are so worth it if this is something that you are longing for and seeking. And there are people and places where you can go that, you know, will give you the support in terms of like, well, which direction, right? Like, okay, now I'm ready. I decided I'm ready to invest, but like, where the hell do I go, right? So yeah, please reach out to us. Honestly, we, you know, between the two of us have seen a lot of certifications. We've worked with, you know, coaches that have, you know, been kind of tossing around different ideas of certifications or, you know, do I go this way or that way, right? And so we'd love to support you in really understanding what's going to be best for you as a human and as a leader. So if you guys are interested and want to connect, hopefully you're already following us over at 90 Day CEO. Shoot us a DM. If you're not on Instagram, it's just at 90 Day CEO. And we want to hear, like, what certifications are you looking into? What, you know, where do you feel like your, you know, your business is trending that you need support? Or if there are any other ways that we can support you in terms of coaching styles or certifications, if you want more information on our certification, let us know, because we're happy to jam on that too. And just want to be here as a vehicle for your growth and your transformation. So vroom, vroom, motherfuckers.
Vroom, vroom.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you guys all so much for listening. We're hoping you found some really good little golden nuggets. You can find us on Instagram at 90 Day CEO. Feel free to shoot us a DM. Just slide right in there like a little Chaz.
And we want to know, what did you find valuable, what you want to hear more about, and what you have going on in your business.
And remember, no matter how hard it gets, and it probably will get harder, just keep moving.